Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We're going to start on the bottom of the last line, Tanan Hoslam. So now the Gemara is going to bring the famous Mishnah Peah, which we say every day, and in that Mishnah it mentions the mitzvah of Re'iyah. It says that Re'iyah doesn't have a shear. So in the Gemara is in the Daten, but the shear is similar, we get from the same from Asana that we have in our Mishnah. Tanan Hoslam, we learned in the Mishnah, Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Elu Dvarim, these are the mitzvahs, She'ein Lahem Shear. They have no shear, they have no measurement. In other words, they don't have how much you have to do in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah. What are they? Ha-peah, ha-bikurim, ha-ra'ayon. Ra'ayon is re'iyah. It's not herayon. It's ra'ayon. It's coming to the base of the Midrash. U'gemilus chasodim, v'talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah. So let's ask a few questions on it. Mishnah says that bikurim ain't no shear, right? Gemilus chasodim doesn't have a shear. So we get the second Tosos. Rashi says, Pesach Tosos says, Rishami ha-detemo begufo. That's what you're doing the mitzvah chasadim with your body. And it was doing mitzvahs that you go visiting somebody or something like that. But with your money, that's a different story. Avav b'mamono yeshli shur. That's a shur. There's a limit. You can't be mevadah yosher. You can't put yourself into a situation whereby you would then by needing poverty in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. And the Tosos just points out, ubikur cholim de ein lo shur kid ishi vadarim have meklag mitzvah chasadim. There's a gemara of nedarim that says bikur cholim also doesn't have a shur. Fine. That's the same thing as gemilas chasadim. That's why it's in the same. It's in the same category. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kesvurim anu lomar." We thought to say that harei ayon, that coming to the base of Migdash, ein lo shiur lamala. There's no upper limit. There's no ceiling. Aval yesh lo shiur lamata. But there would be a shiur lamata. That there would be a limit. There would be what about? Sorry.
Minimum.
Yeah, there would be a minimum. That there would be a minimum amount that you should be. That's what we thought. Acha bar Oshia of the Rebbe Belimid, but then came Rav Oshia of the Rebbe, the great Rav Oshia said, that Re'ayon ein lo shiur lamata. There is no minimum, there is no maximum. You could do it with any, I mean, there's a minimum, obviously, you could do it with any amount. So me do right, so you could do it with any amount to buy the korban for the olariya. But avachachame omru, the Re'iyah is Ma Kesef, and the Chagigah is Shtei Kesef, like basically in our Mishnah. That there is a minimum, but the minimum is only Mi Dirabanan. That the Re'iyah has to be bought with Ma Kesef, and the Chagigah has to be bought with, which is one, and the Chagigah has to be worth a minimum of Shtei Kesef. Okay, the Mishnah also mentioned that the Bikurim, right, we said that the Bikurim don't have a Shira, which is Lamaisa, because it was just this past week's Parsha. So, Tosos asks on the top. Tosos asks, "Hadar parich b'Yushalmi." The Yushalmi asks, "Rav Brechia boy, lama lo taninan afal sota and afar para?" With other cases where there's no minimum. Let's say how much you need to mix with the water and sota, or how much if it's sprinkled from the para duma, rok yivama, how much of the spittle does the yivama have to spit, or tzipor shalmi. There's plenty of other places where there is no mention what the measurement is in order to be behind the mitzvah. So Tosos points out. So Amar Rav Yossi, lo isinin. This is the continuation of Yerushalmi. Lo isin b'mastisin el dvarim shehu mosif aleihen the yesh basiyosin mitzvah. The elu af pishu mosif aleihen ein basiyosin mitzvah. The only thing we're mentioning here are things that yes, there is no minimum, but if you do more, there is a greater mitzvah. When it comes to the roka, the yavama, yes, it doesn't mention a shear, but if she does more, she's not more free. It's just that you're done. That's it. But here, I mean, if you take more bikurim, you get more tzedakah. You come to the basement, there's more. You'll give more to peah, there's more. So it's a continuation. It expands the mitzvah. Nevertheless, there is no minimum shear. Okay. So Gemara then says, ma hareayon. What's the reayon that we just mentioned that doesn't have a shear? Right? The Tana wrote that hareiyah, that so is that the demei ola, or it doesn't have a shear, but it says re'ayon. Had it just said re'iyah, you would have thought that's the ola. What does re'ayon mean? That's mashma also coming. Re'ayon is to be seen. That's mashma shades of that first Tosos that Menachem did about what's the mitzvah of re'iyah. It's Machlokes Rashi Tosos, whether it's just the coming or coming with the karbon. That's what we learned in that first Tosos and the Masechta. But here, what does it mean over here? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, re'iyas panin ba'azara. There is no shear. I mean, you can come as many times as you want. You can come into the Beis HaMikdash to be seen or to see the Beis HaMikdash, right? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Re'iyas Panim Ba'azara. Let's look at Rashi. She says, "My Hareayon V'lo Tana Hareiyah Del Havi Mashma Dvei Ola De Ilu Hashda La B'Dami Mashma." Now it's Mashma. We're talking about something other than other than money. It seems to be this mission is talking about Alabim mitzvahs riyasponim. It seems to be talking about the riyasponim itself. So Yochan Amar riyasponim bazara. It's kama ponim shukafetz ba umara aswa bazara. As much as he wants, he can come and show himself in the azara. The ein sarich lavi karban b'chori iavriya. And you would not have to bring a korban each and every time that you would come to the Beis HaMidrash to be seen. But there's no minimum to that. You can come as many times as you want. But there is a shear to the korban. You only have to bring one. I mean, yeah, the mitzvah is supposed to be the first day. If you don't do the first day, you can continue with 300. But there's only one. There is a shear for that, but not for being seen. Reish Lakish Amar, Re'iyas Panim, Big Korban. No. You have to come. Every time you come, you have to come with the korban. Right? Rashi says, Re'iyas Panim, Big Korban, but Sarech Lavi Korban, Al Kol Pa'am V'Pa'am. Every time that you come, you would have to bring it. So yeah, Ein Lashir, meaning there is no minimum amount of time. You can come to the Beis HaMidrash and bring the korban. But if you're coming, you're bringing a korban. The Gemara is now going to qualify the machlokas. The Ikar Regel, on the Ikar HaRegel, which we're going to say is, I guess, Yom Tov Rishon, right? And the Ikar Regel, Rashi, was Rashi? Yom Tov Rishon. The Ikar Regel, which is Yom Tov Rishon, Kuli Amalo Pliga, everyone agrees, both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish don't agree, there is panim b'karbon. If you're going to come to the Beis HaMidrash, you have to bring a karbon. That's the chiyuv. You have to do it that first day, or the first time that you come on Yontif. Ki pligi, where's the machlokas? B'shayimos haregel. If you have to bring a karbon every time that you come, assume that you already brought it the first time. Right? That's where the machlokas is. Ki pligi, b'shayimos haregel. So the Gemara continues to explain. Kol heicha. He has an obligation to come.
He doesn't want to come there anymore.
He
says, I can't afford it.
I can't afford my shul membership. So, bring something else. He can't. He does what his mitzvah is. He does what his mitzvah is, and that's it. Fine. So the Gemara explains. The kol heicha, the asav, I say. Anytime, even in the rest of the Yontif, I think it's only talking about during Yontif. It's not like during the rest of the year, but this is a mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere else that you have to bring a karbon when you come to Beis HaMidrash during the rest of the year. It's only on Yontif. It's only so he comes the first day of Yontif.
It's
brings
not
his,
every time you come to Beis HaMidrash.
No, it's on Yontif.
It's
Yontif. Right. So the poor man guy will come the first day.
Only on them. All right. The rest of the time, he'll come without
anything. Right. According to Reish Lakish. Kol heicha the asava isay. Anytime he comes to, let's say he would come to the azara and bring the carbon with him as well. He doesn't have to according to Rav Yochanan. Let's say he would anyway. Kule amalo pligli. Both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree. Dimekablinim imnei. And we accept it. We'll accept the carbon to come. What's the problem? There is sort of whatever the chiyuv is. We'll let him. He can come. If he does it, it's fine. We won't say it's chulin lazara. We'll say that it's a good carbon. He pligi. The machlokas is. The asa velo isi. If he wants to come to the azara on Yontif after he's already brought his carbon all his riyah and wants to come again, and he doesn't bring another carbon. The Rabbi Yochanan savar riyas panim ba azara the kol emos to asi lo tzarech lasuye. Anytime he wants to come, he can come, and he doesn't have to bring a carbon each and every time. Reish Lakish Amar, he won't let him in. If he doesn't have the carbon, he doesn't come. Reish Lakish Amar, he is planning the carbon. The kol emos to asi, every time he wants to come to the Zara during the holiday, Sarech Lasiye, he must bring with him a carbon. Okay, so that's the machlokes. The base of the machlokes, Reish Lakish is limited to the case of Shar Yimos HaRegel, if a person comes without the carbon. If a person comes with the carbon, we accept it. Ikar Regel, he has to bring the carbon. But Shari Mosa Regel, if he comes without a carbon, Rav Yochanan says, well, it's fine. Reish Lakish says he doesn't have, he's no good, he has to come with the carbon. So now we're going to ask a few questions from Reish Lakish. Reish is going to ask a few questions from Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan is going to be doka all those questions. Then Rav Yochanan is going to ask one question to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is not going to have an answer and we'll change the machlokas. We'll go to step two. So Esvi, Reish Lakish to Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked the following question to Rav Yochanan. Doesn't it say in the Torah, the lo yira'u panai rekam? You can't see my face empty-handed. So when you come to visit to see me during the regalim, you have to bring a carbon with you. So Rav Yochanan answers, no problem. Amalei, ikar regal. That pasuk is only talking about the first day of Yontif. First day, or the first time that you bring the carbon. The first time that you're seen. In a chanami. The first time you come in, you can't do it empty-handed. So you have to bring the carbon. The rest of the days, no problem. You don't have to bring a carbon. Next question. Esvei. Mar is going to bring down a brisa, and at the end of the brisa, we'll see the question. So just read the brisa first. The Brisa quotes the pasuk that we just mentioned, "V'lo yiru plein arekam," that when you come to see my face in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to bring the karbanos. The problem is the pasuk doesn't explain which type of karbanos Bnei Yisrael were commanded to bring when they make the aliyah l'regel. So the Gemara is now going to, the Brisa then says, it must be bezvachim. When you come, it has to be bezvachim. It has to be with animal karbanos, not with olos, not with menachos. It has to be with zvachim. So Ata Omer, you say zvachim. The Brisa continues, how do you know that? You say Ata Omer is bezvachim. Oh, in elav olos and menachos. Maybe you can be yotze yichiyuv with olos, right? With ofos and menachos. V'dinu, so the Gemara says, no, it's a dinu, we have, it's clear, it's a svara, that the mitzvah is dafka bezvachim. Why? Nemra, it says by, on the regular mitzvah of the chagiga, nemra chagiga, which is eaten lehejo, the chagiga is a shlamin, so it's eaten by the regular people. Nemra chagiga lehejo, v'nemra re'iyah lagavo, and you also have the concept of re'iyah that has to go to Hashem. So ma chagiga amura lehejot zvachim, just like the chagiga that's said by the hejot is a zvachim, is an animal. How do we know that? So ma chagiga amura lehejot, Rashi says, ma chagiga amura lehejot zvachim, shal behema diksiv, why? Because you make an inference of a pasuk. The pasuk says by the korban chagiga, it says, lo yolin chelev chagiga ad haboker. Don't leave over the fats of the korban chagiga till the morning. Well, what kind of korban has a fat? Not a mincha, not an ofa. Not an oaf, only behema, so it has to be zvachim. The mid the isle chelev hikar of the gvoa kamer. So something that has chelev. So you see that the chagiga has fats. So if the chagiga has fats, so then the ri'iyah is going to have fats. What's that? That's a behema. It has to be an animal. Behema with lowercase base. It has to be an animal. So ma chagiga mu lehejot. So zvachim af. Sorry, ma chagiga mu lehejot zvachim af ri'iyah amura legavoa zvachim. It has to be zvachim. So now we know it has to come from the animals. But what type of carbon is it? Is it an ola? Is it a shlamim? What type of carbon is it? Uma hein zvachim. What are these zvachim? It are olos. You have to bring carbon olos, which are kula la'ashem. All burnt on the mizbeach. So ata ome olos, while Bryce is continuing, you say that these are olos. O ena el shlamim. Maybe they are shlamim. Right? Who says that these zvachim are olos? They should be shlamim. The chagig is a shlamim. So maybe the ri is a shlamim also. So the Bryce says, but then who knows? Svar that should be olos. Nemra chagiga lehejot, v'nemra ri'iyah lagavoa. So the chagiga is eaten by the hejot, the ri'iyah goes to the gavoa. Right? So my chagiga mu lehejot per ro'iloi. So the chagiga that's brought by that's for the purpose of the hejot is something that's brought you for him. He's supposed to eat it. But so too, afri'iyah hamura lagavoa per ro'iloi. The ri'iyah, which is lo yiru panai rekam, which is supposed to be brought for me, meaning Hashem, should be something that's royal for me. What's royal for Hashem? This is an ola, because that's burnt completely to Hashem. So that's the same. It's the same idea. The chagiga is for you. The ri'iyah is for me, Hashem. So therefore, the chagiga is shlamin, and the ri'iyah is an ola. Okay. And then the Brisa brings another svara, the chen bedin, and so too, a svara that I have, if the ri'iyah was also a shlamim, then Hashem's getting nothing. So that's proper midos, that your table should be full, and the rav, and the master, Kadosh Baruch Hu's table will be empty. I don't know why that's such a big problem. Hashem gets korbanos all day. He's going to get the korban tamid. All these other things he's going to get. But okay, I guess in this context, when there's two specific korbanos that are being laid out, for the mitzvah of today, one's got to be yours, one's got to be Hashem. It's not fair that you get both. That's not right. So what's the question then? So Reish Lakish raised the answer of Yochanan here. Since we see that we're learning from the Brisa, we're learning the dinim of the Re'iyah from the Chagiga, so therefore we should also say that just like the Korban Chagiga is brought all 7 days, so too, anytime you go do Re'iyah, it's all 7 days. So Rabbi Yochanan was an answer, ain't like an ami. If you haven't brought it at all, then that's when you bring it all 7 days. You're allowed to bring it all 7 days. You don't have to bring it all 7 days. You don't have to bring it on when? Amalei, the ikarega. One of the ikaregas is when you have to bring it. So I'm honest, it's the same question that we just asked. We're asking it again. Okay. Next question, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Esvei, we learned another brisa. Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yossi, son of Rabbi Yehuda, said, Shalosh regalim bashana nitzav Yisrael alos beregel. 3 times during the year were Bnei Yisrael commanded to go up to the Beis Hamikdash. And what are those? b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, or b'chag ha-sukos. And those three regalim. So ein, and then it says ein nirin chatzin. You don't come halves. The Gemara will deal with that later. So leave that for now. Mishum shenemar, as the pasuk says, kol zechorcha. You can't come halves. Then because it's kol zechorcha, all the males. So we'll get to that on Amud Beis or towards the bottom of Amud Aleph. So the ein nirin reikanim, you cannot come empty handed. Mishum shenemar v'lo yiru penai reikam. You may not come empty handed. You see from here that there's no such thing as re'ia without a korban. So you see, every time you come, there has to be a korban. And Rabbi Yochanan answers again, fine, that's on the first day of Yontif. Amalei, Ikar Regel. I agree, in the Ikar Regel, the first day of Yontif, if you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash, you must bring the Olos Riyah. But if you're coming any other day after you've brought the Olos Riyah, you don't have to. Same question, again and again. Same, at least it's the same answer. Okay, now we flip it around. Now Rabbi Yochanan is an Asakash on Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish holds that every time on Yontif that you come to do Re'iyah in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring the korban. So, Esvi, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. So, you say the Torah, the pasuk says, Shalosh Pamim Bashana, the way we read it is Yera'eh, Kol Zichorcha, Es Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. So, the word of Yud Reish Aleph He, which we read Yera'eh, can be read two different ways. It can read Yera'eh, it can be read Yera'eh. Two different things. So, and the they say that the pashtus of them would be Yireh. So that would be a person who's being seen. Yireh calls Yechorcha as Pnei Adon Hashem. You should be seen. But the niku that we have is Yireh. So it's Yireh, Yireh. So what's the, I guess you're learning both the both things. So Ma'ani Bechinam, Afatem Bechinam. Yireh, the Kavana is the person should come to see the Shechina. And Yera'eh is that the Shechina is going to see Hashem. So it's a comparison to the way that Hashem sees us to the way that we see Hashem. When Hashem sees us, there's no help. He doesn't bring a carbon. He doesn't bring anything. He comes free. When we see Hashem, same thing. We don't have to bring a carbon. The first day we have to bring a carbon, that's a mitzvah. But any other time, you wouldn't. So you see here's a concept of doing the mitzvah of Re'iyah without a carbon. Reish Lakish doesn't have that concept. So what are you going to do with this? We're done. That's it. We're changing the machlokes now, basically.
But that's a pasuk. The lawyer is Pnei Hashem Reikam.
Right.
So, why are they arguing? Is it the first pasuk?
What do you mean, why are they arguing?
No, the Kurdish side.
Right. So, I was saying the question, why are they arguing about
it? The lawyer is Pnei Hashem Reikam, so there's no question that you have to bring them
on the first day. That's where Rio comes in the answer. We asked that question already. That's on the first day. Who says that's all talking about all the whole Yontif? you filled your obligation, then you're done with that. So Ella, so we changed the machlokes. Ella kol hecha de asa, any time that he comes, the lo icy, and he doesn't bring a carbon with him, granted, he's done it the first day, he's done his mitzvah. Now the rest of Yontif, if he comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he does not bring a carbon, we're going to say, the kuli amalo pligi, the ayol u'mischei v'nafik. Everyone's going to say, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are going to agree, you may come the rest of the days of Yontif without a carbon. The machlokes is going to be, if you come with a carbon, do we accept it? Rav Yochanan is going to say no. Rav Yochanan says, yeah, you can accept it. Rav Yochanan says, because he doesn't say, you don't have a Baal Tosef problem, you don't have a Chulin Baal Zara problem, Rav Yochanan will say, you do. If you're not obligated to bring it, and it's not brought as a Nadava, you can't bring it.
Why would you
argue
that? What do you mean? Why would
you argue that? Rav Yochanan says it's a Nadava. Why can't you bring the Nadava to the base of English?
No, I'm agreeing with that. You can. The
flip side,
why wouldn't you?
Okay, so keep the Asla Ba'isi, that you can't, that when you come and you bring the carbon with it. Rav Yochanan, the Amma, Re'ias Panim Ba'a Zara, Re'ias Panim Hud Ein Shir. Halikarbon yesh lashir. There is a shir. The Torah gave you an amount that has to be done. You can't do more than that amount because of
Tosif. What's about
Tosif? Bringing more karbanos. You're bringing more karbanos for the purpose of Re'iyah. The Torah says you only bring one. How can you bring more? The Torah says you're wearing four. You only wear tzitzis on four. But the Torah is telling you according to Yochanan, it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring a carbon the first time you see the Beis HaMikdash. It's not telling you that every time you come, you bring a carbon. That's how he's defining the mitzvah.
I see, that's how he's defining
that's how. Okay, so that's how he's defining the mitzvah.
Do I gather that he's saying this for every time he shows up in the Beis HaMikdash, or just the first day
on? What do you mean? The first time, right, and you have to bring it.
So, yeah, but according to this, I get the impression that every time he comes.
According to Rav Yochanan says that
every time he comes, he may not bring it.
Rav Yochanan says
not he may not.
He may not, and Reish Lakish says he can. He doesn't have to.
Right.
They both agree you don't have to. The question is whether you may. So Rabbi Yochanan da Amar, Re'ias Panim Ba'azara, it's Re'ias Panim Hu De'ein Lashir, Halgit Korban, Yesh Lashir. You're only allowed to bring it once. And if you do it again, they're not going to accept it from him. Right, I think the Tosos brings down, because it's Bal Tosif. Because you were already Mekayim the Mitzvah.
He's arguing with the Brisa?
No, we changed. What do you mean the Brisa?
Change the Brisa.
What do you mean he's arguing with the Brisa?
Inlehen
Shir. Yeah, but Inlehen Shir is talking about just you walking into the Beis HaMikdash. There's no, it's not, that's the whole point. The point is, what's the machlok? Ein lahishir. That's how we started.
We already modified
that. Well, no, no.
We already modified that.
No, the whole point is trying to figure out what the ein lahishir defines.
We originally thought it was going to be every time you show up, do you have to bring your cover or not? We knocked that one out.
Right.
Modified that. Now, every time you show up, if you want to bring
it. Can you bring another one?
Okay. So if you read that rise up.
Right.
And there is no shir, it can't be no shir on the first day. We agree with that.
Right.
It can't be on no shir on the second day.
No, it's no shear the amount of time you may appear. You may appear.
No.
There's no shear.
I'm here for you now. Every single minion I'm going to. Well, no minion.
Right.
But every time I'm going to
every day.
Right, and you'll get a mitzvah every time you go.
Exactly.
And how do you modify with the pasuk? Okay, just
eliminate that. He's separating the re'iyah part from the korban part. Yeah.
Right.
So that's. Right, Reish Lakish Zomer, Reish Lakish is going to say, Re'ias Panim B'Karban, like you're saying, that Filo Korban Nami Ein L'Shir. Even the Korban itself also there's no Shir. Any, the Korban Re'ia, there is no Shir. You may go and bring the Korban as many times as you want.
Yes,
you
don't know.
What?
There's no way of getting the
Pinnit of the Pinnit that way, or the Brisa that. But the way the Maskana now is, it says that the Re'ayon has no, there's no upper limit. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no upper limit to the amount of times you may appear. And Rishon says there's no upper limit to the amount of times you may appear with the korban. You don't have to bring the korban every time you come.
We agree with that.
But you can, but if you want to, there's no upper limit. So, but Rabbi Yochanan says there is a limit, and therefore if you bring the korban, that's about Tosos, according to Tosos. Right? Right. Okay. So now, the Gemara is going to ask, even according to this Maskana, the Gemara is going to ask a question from Yochanan, ask a question to Reish Lakish. Again, according to Reish Lakish now, Reish Lakish says that on the rest of Yontif, you may come to the Beis HaMikdash as many times as you want and don't have to bring a korban, but you may also bring the korban as much as you want. So now Rabbi Yochanan is going to ask a question to Reish Lakish, how can you tell me that you can bring a korban as much as you want? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Hoker Raglecha Beis Re'echa, the Pasuk of Mishpe says, remove your feet from my house. Don't bring me all these karbanos. I don't need all the karbanos. Limit your karbanos. Rashi says, mi beis re'echa, mi beis ohavcha kodesh baruch hu, shekol Yisrael re'im, shenemar l'manachav re'ai. So you see from here, learn from this Pasuk, that even from re'iyah to Hashem, it's, you see the Pasuk says that don't bring too many karbanos, which is a kasha then to Reish Lakish. Apparently there's a kasha to Reish Lakish that says, you can bring as many korbanos as you want. You can keep bringing more and more and more and more. So Gemara's simple answer, but there's a concept in the Davos. So the difference between, so Gemara says hasam bichatos and hashamos. That pasuk is talking about bichatos and hasham. Don't do sins, so you have to bring so many korbanos. I don't want you to keep doing the aveiros to bring the korbanos. But Reish Lakish, I guess, is talking about something else, other korbanos. You can bring as many as you want, other korbanos. Hashem's already telling you to limit your korbanos. Just limit your behavior so you don't have to bring chatalos and hashamos.
Yeah,
so learn. Know the rules.
You're not violating anything intentionally.
Okay, but just know the rules so you don't have to do it. Hashem also. There's no korbanos for amazing. You're dead. So learn. So know the rules. Don't not learn and be so make on the fact that I'll bring a korban chatos.
No excuse for ignorance.
There's no excuse. Ignorance is not an answer for. It's not a defense. I didn't know I couldn't draw a drum. Okay, ki the Rabbi Levi. It's similar to what Rabbi Levi says. The Rabbi Levi Rami. Rabbi Levi asks the stira, a parency between two psukim. One pasuk in Mishnah, plus that we just said, which is Hoka Ragel Chami Beis Reyacha. Do not bring me so many korbanos. Right? And it says in Tehillim, I'm going to keep coming to your house with the Beis HaMikdash with olos. I'm going to keep bringing korbanos. Kan, the first pasuk is chatos and mishamos, and Kan, the second pasuk in Tehillim, is saying you can bring a lot of korbanos das, but all those u shlamim, you bring that. So therefore, Rish Lakish is talking about, well, in case of Rish Lakish, it's the olos riyah. Yeah. It's olos, they can bring as many as you want. Taina mihachi, a brisa that is similar to Rabbi Levi. I guess Rabbi Levi wasn't familiar with the brisa. The pasuk says hokar reglechem beis reyecha. That's mechatos v'ashamos akasim medaber. Ata om rechatos v'ashamos. So eino ela ba'olos mishlamim. Maybe it means olos mishlamim. No, it can't be. Because you omer avo beischa ba'olos hashalim lechani darai have olos mishlamim amor. So ha'am ani mekayim hokar reglechem beis reyecha. So what I do with the first pasuk in Mishlei? That's mechatos v'ashamos akasim medaber. There's a distinction. Don't bring so many chatos. Don't obligate yourself to bring so many chatos. But as olos and shlamim, you can bring as many as you want. Okay. The next part of the brisa that we mentioned, that we talked about, is the mission. The brisa says the ein near in chatzo in. You cannot become in halves. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the parshat pshat is that every single person, unless every single person from Bnei Yisrael comes to make aliyah regel, then you don't do it? We know for a fact that that wasn't the case, and we see plenty of cases throughout Shas where people were not making aliyah regel. Historically, you know, people. That's not what the drasha is. So what was the drasha? So first, Rav Yosef is going to think what the drasha would be, and then we're going to have an answer what the drasha really is. Sabar Rav Yosef lemeimar. Rav Yosef thought to say that you can't come partially is man de isle asara banim. One who has 10 sons, lo lisko ha'idna, don't say that, lo lisko ha'idna chamisha, ulamachar chamisha. Don't say that today 5 will come, and tomorrow 5 will come. They all should come in the same day. They all should come right away. So Rav Yosef says to him, pshita. Wait, why would you think otherwise? Heminai mashus lu poshim, heminai mashus lu zrizim. So the fathers will determine, okay, you five are going to be the zrizim and come on the first day, and you tribes are going to be the poshim. Some change the girsa to something else. Will they change the girsa to? I saw a different girsa. Shvalim, right? You guys do the mitzvah, you know, b'tikuna. What do you guys just do b'diavad? Who's going to think to do that? Of course, you have 10 sons, so everyone comes up at the same time. So what does it mean? Ein yirin chatzoyin. So he says ein yirin chatzoyin means it's going to mean only those people who can come to the base of Midrash and people won't run away from them. They have to be a group of people who are going to stay. Who are those? Going to be those tanners and the people who dealt with the dog feces. Those are the guys that don't have to come because they're not near in for everybody else. People stay away from them. Machlok is whether or not that's only in their disgusting state, but they clean themselves up, then I guess they're not part of that state anymore. So Elakra, Lamai Asa, what din does it come for? It's Lichad Acherim, like the Acherim said. The Sanya, we learned in the Brisa, Acherim Omim, Hamikametz, right, the person who's the mekametz, the tzoa of the klavim, right? They do that for the tanning. The hamitzarev nechoshes, the guy who I guess he digs, copper worker. The habursi, the guy who works the hides, since they stink, they smell pretty bad, so when they come to aliyah regel, they can't go up with their friends. If they can't go up with their friends, then they don't have the obligation. Because the ein near chatzoin, those who can't go up with their friends, do not have the obligation. They're peturim min ariyah. Shene'amar, no, you can't go with all your friends. Shene'amar, the pasuk says, kol zichorka, all your friends. Mi sheyachol alos im kol zichorka. That includes only those who can come up with all of their friends. Yotzu elush ein yachol alos im kol zichorka. Now these cannot come because they can't come with all of their friends because they stink. Okay.
So you got to take a shower before you go.
Yeah, I couldn't more than a shower. You got to be clean. You got to be really clean.
Deodorant soap?
Fine. Okay, so now we're up to the next Mishnah. Okay, so the previous Mishnah we mentioned said that everyone has an obligation to make a Lila Regel. They have to bring with them what? They have to bring the Olos Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga. Those are two obligatory Karbonos. And on top of that, they have to also have a Shalmei Simcha. The distinction between those, between 1 and 2 and 3, is that the Olos Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga are covered under, there's a chov to bring these specific type of Karbon. The Shalmei Simcha is done because there's an obligation to eat meat. So going about eating meat, so you can do it via korban. Right, so there's a big difference. The fee of there is just to have meat, and the korban is a hechitim, so to go about having the meat. It's not necessarily, the korban itself isn't the obligation. That's going to have a nafkamina. So, olos, the olos re'iyah.
You have meat from the Shalmei Chagiga.
What?
You have meat from the Shalmei Chagiga.
But if you don't have enough? If you don't have enough, you have to have more. Right? So olos, that's the whole deal. Remember, we're going to see that later also. Like you had the same thing with the Korban Pesach. You had to bring the Chagiga Yudalad. Why? Because if you didn't have enough, you had a bit chabura. You didn't have enough people have to be eating the meat.
Right, but it doesn't mean if you're a small guy over the big group.
As long as you
still have to bring shalmei.
So you have to have in mind to bring it. For the Tosfos on the bottom of the Tosfos on the bottom says you have to have in mind. But I think in the Hanami, if you have enough meat and you eat that, then you're getting, you can fulfill your obligation.
You don't need this stuff?
I don't know. Maybe that because you also maybe you also misses chavilos. I don't know. But you'll see here from the Mishnah that if you have other carbon, you can use. It's a non-obligatory carbon. You can use ma'aser sheni money, which is something you can't use if you have an obligatory carbon. You have to use chulin money. So we'll get to that. So olos b'moed, the olos that are brought on chol hamoed. The Gemara is going to deal with why specific chol hamoed here. So olos b'chol hamoed, bos min chulin. You have to buy them with chulin money, right? Rashi says mashma hashta olos re'ia habos b'chol hamoed, bos min chulin. The Kaimalan, because we know the rule is kol davar shebechova, anything that's obligatory, einu ba elamin achulin, must come from the chulin money, can't come from any other set aside money, right? From a sechts menachas. Ulukama nami begemara, learn later on the Gemara, right? And the Gemara, let's get down. Gemara parich amay nakat cholamoid, he might still be yevi yontif naim in achulin boy lashuye. The diuk seems to be that if you bring on yontif, if you bring the ola on the if you miss the first day and you bring your old three on chol hamoed, it has to come from chulin money. The deal seems to be, but if you burn on yontif, it can come from ma'aser sheni money. But we know that's not the case, because it's still another obligation. So the Gemara is going to get to that. So bim moed bos min achulin, the hashlamim, the shalmei simcha, right, that you bring to order just to have meat, that can come in a ma'aser. That can even be brought from the ma'aser, because since the Torah said that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha. Any type of simcha, just have meat. So it's not the car, it's not an obligation for the carbon itself. It's just a carbon obligation to have meat. So if you have ma'aser sheni money, which you have to bring to Yerushalayim anyway, so use that ma'aser sheni money and buy the carbon. You can't use ma'aser sheni money to buy an obligatory carbon, but this is an obligatory carbon. This is just to have meat. So you can use the ma'aser sheni money anyway. Right, this would be ma'aser sheni that you would put there onto the money and bring the money to buy something to eat in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara goes. Mishnah talks a little about the Shalmei Chagiga. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, and the Gemara is trying to figure out why Pesach. The Shalmei Chagiga that are brought on Yom Tov. The Shalmei Omrim in the Chulin. The Shalmei says that it's an obligatory carbon and therefore it has to come from the Chulin. Beis Hillel Omrim Min HaMaiser. It can also come from the Maiser Sheni money. The Gemara is trying to figure out why does Beis Hillel say that. That's tomorrow's daf. But it's an obligatory carbon. You have to bring the Shalmei. You have to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. Why would you be permitted to bring it for Ma'aser Sheni money? Okay. Next, the Mishnah goes back to the din of the Shalmei Simcha. Yisrael, the Shalmei Simcha, is all these different things that the Yisrael can use to be Yotzei his Chov and the Shalmei Simcha again, because the obligation is just to have meat, not necessarily to have a specific carbon. So Yisrael, Yotzei de Chovasan, Bidadarim, Bidadavos. Let's say he has a Dharma Davos during the year that he wanted to bring. If he has in mind, Tosfos points out that he's going to do this also for Shalmei Simcha, he can use that meat for the Shalmei Simcha. Be in the Dharma Davos, because those are Shlomim, he can have it. Vib, Meiser Behema. Also, the Meiser Behema, which he brings to Yerushalayim, if he brings it to Yerushalayim on the Regel, since those are brought as Karbanos Shlomim, and only the Emur are brought on the Mizbeach, but the Basar is eat for the Bailim, so the Piyotse with that Achila, you can Piyotse the idea of Shalmei Simcha. The Kohanim have even more. Ideas, more ways they can be Yotzei Shalmei Simcha. Chatos v'ashamos. Even the chatos and asham, which is not eaten by the violin, but there's parts that are eaten by the kohen, they can be Yotzei Lechov, v'shalmei Simcha from that. And b'chor, so to the b'chor, the carbon b'chor, which is also eaten by them. B'chor, sorry, but what's eaten by b'chor? The chaz v'shok. The chaz v'shok of the b'chor, they can eat. And therefore they can be Yotzei the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha that way as well.
It's not really carbon. It doesn't have to be a carbon, you say.
Can we
just eating meat?
You have to eat the meat of a carbon, apparently. But you don't have to bring a specific carbon for that purpose.
Right, you could say, you just designate. How do you
know
work? You just eat it and
enjoy it. Right. Reports out here, look at the bottom of Tosfos. It says, V'harav v'chonon v'ri metarish lo amr v'somach v'nafas v'shalmi simcha v'ndarim ele haynu hecha sheikruvam mishum simcha aval hivu l'shem v'ndarim lo nafik rak mishum hegyesham. You have to have in mind. You have to state that this is going to be also for my shalmi simcha. Let me go to that for you. Okay.
Can't be vegetarian.
Yeah, you gotta eat. Aval loba ofos. The Kohanim are not yotzei the chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha with ofos. The loba menachos, because the ofos, even though the ofos and the menachos are eaten by the Kohanim, that's not. You need meat. The chicken, the turtle dove is not meat.
I thought there was you have to shecht it.
That was the beginning.
You can't bring an oif here because it's not shecht.
But that's not. But we. I understand, but that Bryce was talking about a different carbon. That bris, that he remember here we're just talking about eating meat. So you think maybe you're just being full, eating something. No, it has to be specifically meat, yeah, and not poultry. What you were talking about before was the what we were talking about, the brisa brought down, Ata Omer Bezvachim, O Enel Va'ofos, that we were talking about the Olos Re'iyah. That was the brisa was talking about the Olos Re'iyah. Here we're talking about, Shlomo Simcha, different korban. Okay, so now, the Gemara is going to ask right away that deep that we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you buy the Olos Re'iyah on Chol HaMoed, it has to come from the Chulin. Mashma that on Yontif, it can come from Ma'aser Sheni. So the Gemara asks, Ela olos gemoed who debos min achulin habi yontav min a meiser. Amai, well, how can that be? Davar shebechova he. It's an obligatory carbon, and we know davar shebechova ain't a bot element of chulin. It has to come from the chulin. So v'chi tema. So maybe say it's coming to teach us a side din. V'chi tema hakamashmalon. It's coming to teach us the olos gemoed bos biyontav ain't a bos, that you can't bring the olos re'iyah on yontav. You're not going to bring olos on yontav. Why? Machlokes and Beisa, because it's Machlokes Beishamay and Beis Hillel. Beishamay holds you can't bring Olos because there's no Ochel Nefesh, because you're not eating anything. You know, Beis Hillel has idea of Mitoch, but Beishamay is going to say, you can't bring it, because you're only allowed to do a Melacha on Yontif that has Ochel Nefesh. There's no Ochel Nefesh here. So, whatever. The Tosfos on Dafyud Beis and Beisa says, remember we said before that there's a Pasuk, that the Svara was, Shelo Yesh Shulchan Acha Reik. Shulchanah Mole, Vishulchan Rabcha, you know, Rik. He says, that's the Ochel Nefesh there, because you can't eat it unless you bring it to your Rebbe. So if I bring it to your Rebbe, that sort of matters you to have your own. So that's why you can do it. Okay, that's a Tosos in Besa. So the Chitema, Hakamash Melanda, Olos Pomoed Boz, Beyond the Menu Boz, command. And who are we going to be setting up our Mishnah like? Then you're setting up our Mishnah like Beishamai. And there's no way, the Gemara says, you can never set up your Mishnah like Beishamai. Any other person, if you don't pass them, you can say the Mishnah goes like that. But Beishamai, they're off the grid. So, come on, ki Beishamai. That goes according to Beishamai, because Beishamai Omrin, Beishamai says, this is the Mishnah, we'll see later on in Daf Yizayin, Beishamai Omrin, that on Yontif, Mevin Shlomim, you can bring Shlomim on Yontif, because the Basar is eaten by the Bailim, right? The Ain Shom Kinalei, but you're not allowed to do Smicha. Avalo Olos. But Beishamai says, you may not bring Olos, because the Pasuk says, Hu Levado Yeyesel Lachem, you do Ochel Nefesh for you, right? So, Lachem Velo Lagavoah. But it's Hillel Omrim, maybe with Shlom Va'olos, you can bring both Shlom Va'olos, this Omkin Aleim, and you can do Smicha as well, because that's a Sorech Yantip, I guess, to do the Smicha. So if you say that the reason why our Mishnah mentioned Olos B'moe, to teach us that Olos are only born on Moe, then what you're doing is you're setting up the Mishnah to be like Beishamai, and that's a big no-no. So the Gemara says, not Chesuri Maxara, the Mishnah is missing, we have to read the Mishnah this way. Chesuri Maxara V'Hachi Ketane. So this is what the Mishnah really means. There's a whole to-do about, there's a Rabbeinu Bechaye in Shmos that talks about Chesuri Maxara. Doesn't mean that the text is deficient. It just means it's our understanding of the way the text is written is deficient. They knew it fine. This is the way they learned it. They knew it fine. We just can't figure it out, so we have to insert these rules. Okay? So Chesuri...
Rabbi Alan Schwartz said,
yeah.
Okay.
So maybe it gets it from the Rabbeinu Bechaye. It's Rabbeinu Bechaye, I think, in Kitisa. So, Chesuri Maxara v'Hachitani. This is how you read the Mishnah. Olos, Nidarim, Unidavos, B'moed Bos. Olos, a korban Ola, and a Neder Nidava, they can be brought on Yontav. Right? You can bring them, so you can bring a Cholomoed. But Yontav ain't a Bos. Olos, Nidarim, Nidavos, are not brought on Yontav, because you have to bring, it has to be obligatory. You can't bring the Darim and Nidavos. It's not obligatory. But for Olos Re'iyah, which is an obligatory korban, Ba'ach will be Yontav. That comes on Yontav. So now our Mishnah is like Beis Hillel. No problem. How much like Beis Hillel? So this is right.
No, he said you can't bring.
Olos Nedarim Nedavos. You can't bring Nedarim Nedavos. Okay.
What did he say? What did he mean? Beis Hillel, maybe in Shlomo the Olos.
Right, so Olos of the Yontif. That's how we're establishing. The obligatory.
You don't bring Olos really on Yontif?
No. That's exactly correct. Beis Hillel say no. So we can say as follows: Olos the Darim Davos that you have. Those are things that you obligated throughout the year that you cannot bring on Yontif. You bring them a Chol HaMoed. Olos Re'iyah that any carbon that comes because it's a Chovas HaRegel, even if there's no Achila by the Adam, that's Ba B'Yontif. That can even be brought on Yontif. So we now have established the Mishnah is like Beis Hillel. Ukashi Ba, and when the Olos Re'iyah are brought, whether it's on Yontif or Chol HaMoed, ain't a Ba element of Chulin. It has to come from the Chulin because it's an obligatory carbon. Shalmei Simcha, the Shalmei Simcha that you're bringing in order that you just have meat, that's boy and Afmina Meiser. That can come even from the Meiser because the idea is that you just need have meat. Right. So do it anyway, just get the meat. It's not specific obligation, obligatory carbon. It's the Totsah that's obligatory. The Chagigas Yontav Rishon Shal Pesach, and the Korban Chagiga on the Yontav Rishon of Pesach, which is the Shalmei Chagiga that you have to bring on Yontav, Beishamei Omrim Min HaChulin. Beishamei is looking at more like an obligatory Korban, and therefore has to come from the Chulin. And Beishilo Omrim Min HaMaiser. It can even come from the Maiser. We'll have to deal with that again tomorrow. The Taina Mehachi, we have a Brisa that supports this reading as well. Olos the Darman Davos, the Olos the Darman Davos, which are not Chovos HaRegel, but Moed Vos. They come on Cholamoed. The Yontav Enobos, they may not come on Yontav itself. Olos Re'io, which is the Ikr Chiyov, is to be that day, Ba Filu Yontav. They come even on Yontav. Ukashiba, and when it comes, whether it's on Yontav or Cholamoed, Enobo El Menachulim, must come like Menachulim, like every Darmish of a Chova. Bishalmi Simcha, that we're bringing on Pesach, on Yontav, just to have them eat, Boyin Achmin a Meiser, that can even come from the Meiser. And Chagigas Yontav Rishon Shal Pesach, Bishalmi O Menachulim, or Bishil Omrim, Min HaMaiser, can come from the Meiser. Just do a quick Tosfos. Right? The top Tosfos said that Beishamai holds that you bring Shlomim, you can't bring Olos, but you can bring Shlomim and you can't do Smicha. So two things they say. No Olos, and if whatever you can bring, you may not do Smicha. Right? The Sfiruluhu Kishamai Rabam. They hold like Shammai, Beishamai holds like Shammai, their Rebbe, the Amar LeKaman, who says later on, after Zion, Shelo Lismoch B'Yontav. You're not allowed to do Smicha on Yontav. Hillel Omer Lismoch. But Hillel says you can be Somech. So the machlokis beis Shammai beis Hillel, about whether or not you can do smicha, that is the machlokis l'shitasim of Hillel and Shammai, the individuals themselves. About me olos, about whether or not you can bring olos on Yontov, lo matzino pluto the pligo by Hillel b'Shammai. There's no machlokis between Hillel and Shammai as to whether or not you're allowed to bring olos. It's only beis Shammai who says you're not allowed to bring the olos. Right? How does he prove that? Ve'arminim bekarakama the Shabbos, the lo nechakul rak l'shlosha dvarim. There are three things, they mention the Gemara and Shabbos, there are only three machlokos between Shammai and Hillel, the individuals, not the houses of study, right? The lo neklu rak v'shlosha dvarim, umeyahi desmicha parich, but smicha is not listed in that list of three. The Gemara answers, why not? Because, parich umushani le'shaper, right? The answer over there, because smicha was not their machlokos. Smicha was a machlokos that existed prior to them. They continued that machlokos, but there are only three machlokos close that the Genesis was with Hillel and Shammai. That's what the Gemara says there. Ella hatalmid. So why does the Talmidim now argue by Olos as well? So Ella hatalmidim kibul me rabam af Olos nechlekul. They also have machlokes by Olos. I'm going to take out the word below. So now the Gemara asks other Gemaras. But he's a parak shein debetsa. You have a story that takes place in the second parak of Beitza. Ma'ase be'echa mitalmidei Hillel. This is some guy from Beis Hillel. Shehevi Olaso ba'azara, who brought his Ola to the Azara on Yontif. I guess Beishamai was in charge at that time. Va'amrlo echa mitalmidei Shammai. So some of Beishamai said to him, Mazo smicha. Why are you doing smicha? You're not doing smicha. So Beis Hillel asked him, what do you mean? Why did he ask, why are you bringing Ola?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing Ola? So who adin the matzli meimer Mazo Ola? Shehevi omrim shalol havi. He could have asked that as well. Ella lo hevin shahai Ola. He couldn't tell that it was an Ola. He saw him doing smicha, but he couldn't tell what he didn't know what his machshava was regarding the karbat. Aval hasmicha shara lefanav hikvit. That he was makvit. But there's another story where Hillel actually came. Hillel himself came. Bahadlo hikvit kimo came to Hillel atzmo. But over the maisi elminate. There's a story that took place prior to that. That Hillel brought Ola to do smicha, and they weren't makvit at all. So the shem lo ro asmicha. Maybe you can say that they didn't know it was an Ola, and they didn't see him do the smicha, so they didn't say anything. Or od shem lo. Here's the big gun. A Talmud, I'm going to say something to. But the Rav walks in and does something, I'm not going to say anything to him. It's Hillel, right? V'od, Shem Elo hayu mochin, el l'talmidav, shahayu cholkin. Aval Hillel, cholakim rabam, eyad mamchos. Hillel's on the same status as our Rebbe Shammai. We can't say anything to Hillel. He's off, he's you know, he can't touch him. Okay, so let's do a little bit more. So, Maishna chagigas yontav rishon shal Pesach. Why does the Braiser or the Mishnah mention specifically chagigas yontav rishon shal Pesach? So Amar of Ashi, Hakamash Malan, has come to teach us that Chagigas Chamisha Asar in, that Dafka, the Chagiga on the 15th day of Nisan, is the Chagiga that goes for the Chova of the Regel. That is the one that can't come from the Chulin. You're right, in the Hanami. The Chagiga on Sukkot and Shavuos also. What we're talking about here is that we have two Chagigas on Pesach. The Chagiga that's brought on Yudalid with the current Pesach, and the Chagiga that's brought on Tezvav as the din for the Yontif. So the Chagiga that's brought on Tezvav, the din for the Yontif, that is a Chova, and that has to come from the Chulin. But the chagigas arbas are low. That doesn't have to come from the chulin, because that chagiga is only brought if you don't have enough meat by the korban pesach. And as well, sometimes if it's on Shabbos, it's not brought. Right? Because the chagada we switch, the zvachim and the shlamim switch it around. So Shabbos, it's not brought. So that's not a That's not a chiyuv alma kasavar chagiga arbasar lav doraisa. You see that the chagiga of the Tzvor on the 14th is not a doraisa. Tomorrow we're going to try to figure out why Beis Hillel says that the chagiga can even come from the chagiga of the obligatory chagiga can even come from a yont from a meiser if it's a chova. It should only be coming from the chulin. Okay, stop here.